This is the Celt Father. My name is Mark Gunn, and I've been hosting what I call Celtic Invasion Vacation since 2009. If you've ever been on like a big tour bus vacation to Europe or whatnot, it's different from that. My Celtic Invasion Vacations they're small groups. I think the most we ever had was 14 people. In general, I keep it around 8 to 10 invaders. And we go to one location instead of hitting like a million locations trying to see everything where we travel to. Instead, what we do is we stay in one location. We get to sort of know the region and try to pick up some of the culture, the history, the music, the legends. All that good stuff is what I love to do for these Celtic Invasion Vacations. Each one is different. Each one is a unique experience. You will never experience another trip like this, I don't think. And at the end of each trip, I asked my invaders what they thought about the trip. So this podcast is actually one of those interviews. I basically took my digital recorder, I passed it around the table, and let everyone give their opinions and thoughts of the good and the bad of what they thought about the Celtic invasion of Cornwall this year. I think it was a great little turnout, and I think you'll enjoy it. I do want to let you know that I am working together, putting together the next trip for the Celtic invasion of Brittany. Now, Brittany is the northwest portion of France, so it's going to be a bit of a different vacation once again. The Breton language apparently is related to Cornish and Welsh because the Celts came up through Europe. They ended up settling some in Brittany, then they crossed over, hit Cornwall right across the bay. Then they crossed over a little bit further into Wales or headed over into Ireland. So you can sort of see where the evolution of the language came from. It's also got its own unique culture. It's got its own unique instrumentation. I'm looking forward to exploring and trying to figure out more about this. And I'm just starting to put together the Celtic invasion of Brittany itinerary. It is not done. That said, I have opened up applications for people who want to join me this year on the Celtic invasion of Brittany. And if you can save up to $50, if you follow the instructions over at the website, CelticInvasion.com, where you can fill out the application. Make sure you sign up to the mailing list. I'm also going to be doing a webinar in November, which will talk about breaking through the Celtic travel barriers. If you've ever wanted to travel, but you never have, this is not just so you can experience my Celtic invasion vacations. This is just for traveling. So that's my plan. If you'd like to join me on that, go sign up to the mailing list at CelticInvasion.com. All right, without further ado, we shall jump into this flashback of the Celtic invasion of Cornwall.
Tell me what it is, what you enjoy the most. Do you mind doing that?
Well, we're not done with the trip yet.
I know, we're still thinking about it, and maybe when we get to
Friday night
to Windsor, you'll be like, oh my god, Windsor's the best! Or Stonehenge, I want to go dance with the Druids next year. Maybe so, but is there anything, what were your favorite things? Here, take.
Give us a minute. I don't talk to the microphone.
My bike ride.
It's not a bike ride. It's a telephone.
That's my mother.
What was your favorite thing? And what was your least favorite thing?
I really liked the Witchcraft Museum, to be honest. That was really cool. And I liked going up to the church when it was all cloudy.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
The
fog.
The churchyard.
Yeah, I mean, that was like atmospheric almost. That was really cool.
Yeah,
so
get there, and there's this huge hotel.
Anything, obviously, aside from the driving.
I wish we never saw it.
Probably
Americans.
Bloody Americans.
Probably the second day we didn't really, or the day y'all went horseback riding, we didn't do that much.
You didn't do that much, okay.
But that was just, you know, shit happens.
Okay.
Kevin?
I thought the horseback riding was a nice addition. That's something different we hadn't done before.
Yeah.
Well, we attempted to. Didn't work out so well.
Would you want to do that again in the future?
Yeah.
If we do that next year?
I would do that again. Least favorite? I can't really think of anything.
Okay.
And bonus points for the trail being right next to the house.
Good running. Did you go down that trail that I just saw? There was a bike trail.
Yeah, I went down both sides.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that yesterday. Yeah. Selena!
I've got it. So the atmosphere of the graveyard and the fog was really kind of cool because he and I got some really kick-ass black and white.
Who suggested the black and white things? Because I that was awesome. Yeah. Great suggestion.
That and just Tintagel today.
Yeah.
The Eden's project was cool.
Glastonbury Chalice, the Chalice.
Oh, yeah.
And Glastonbury was really cool. A little crowded. A little crowded and too touristy for my taste. But going to the Abbey, was really cool.
I'm glad we missed the rain.
Yes.
I thought we missed the crowds.
Yeah.
It's already starting to get a little crowded.
Yeah. Christian, favorite thing?
Everything.
You like everything or you hated everything?
I like everything.
And everything.
Okay. Horseback riding.
What?
Bike riding.
Do you have blast that? Is that something you'd other people would be interested in considering?
If we did doing like a bike ride around.
I mean, if we did like a bike riding versus horse riding, you know?
Yeah,
two different options.
That might be something.
As long as the bike comes with a little bell.
That's not
it. Did. It had a little bell, except mine broke.
Who would not be interested in doing like one of those on one of the days? Let's ask that. Who would not, if you were coming on one of the trips, would you consider doing one or the other?
I'm not riding with him, bike riding with that one.
Why? Why wouldn't you ride with me? I'm a bike safety instructor. I teach kids.
Because you want to go 100 miles.
I do not.
Three.
I do not. I mean, I do, but not when I'm riding with people who don't.
Yeah.
I'm patient.
I'm real non-athletic.
Right. Okay.
I might not. But that would be okay.
I'm good at bike riding.
One or the other, yeah. Anyone else that wouldn't want to do one of those?
Me.
Okay. All right.
That's only because I have a broken tailbone. So
I know I speak for Ruth too. Tintagel was amazing both days.
Yeah.
The day in the rain. I love the rain, so I enjoyed that. Our bike ride yesterday was amazing, and that might have been actually my favorite part of the whole trip. Least favorite? Nothing. I had fun every single day. It was amazing. Great people. Good location. Car, obviously, but then we all know that.
Yeah.
Too much car, but.
Yeah.
Horseback riding. And the tour with Tintagel.
The tour is neat.
I like those, getting that bits of information to plug in.
I saw them today before everyone got back to the arms. They were, the two of them were in the her jeep, whatever it was, and driving off.
Also, after the well, going way down the ocean and watching all that.
The
tour guide.
At Rocky Valley.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, Rocky Valley. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
To watch your ocean come out.
That was really cool.
My
least favorite? The steps at Tintagel.
The what?
The steps at Tintagel. Like anybody can do anything about that.
Yeah.
You're acting as if somebody can do something about
the
weather.
That was my fault. I put those there, sorry.
No, okay.
I basically liked walking up on the moor.
Yeah,
that was very photogenic.
That was nice.
It's
too.
Interesting,
walking
around. And even driving up to Rough Tor.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's the same kind of thing. You're out on the backwoods, if you will.
Nice. Okay. And least favorite, probably staying here. Actually, that's probably your favorite.
And working.
No, staying here and working. Yeah.
Just staying here is not so bad. Working?
Oh. I really wouldn't know as far as favorite. Still working on that.
Okay.
But definitely the car time would be the. That was.
You want more car time?
Sure. Right. Yes. We did not spend nearly enough time in the car.
Okay.
I meant it was easier.
Well,
to look,
you can let me know later.
So.
Easier to look at the landscape elsewhere. I remember when we were in Galway, we took a couple of just drives.
Yeah.
We found that island with the house on it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you actually could see things as you drove, not just hedgerows.
Yeah, that's true. That's an interesting point, yeah.
My favorite part was getting used to driving on the left-hand side.
You were really zipping along behind me while I was zipping along.
I know.
By the end of it, I was like, okay, she's comfortable.
Yes.
I didn't notice.
You did notice.
Yes.
Bravo.
Yes.
No, I too.
Did you have your seatbelt on?
No more curves.
And I loved Glastonbury, and I loved the Eden Project, and I loved Tintagel, and I loved... I just had a lot of fun. And the worst part was that bridge. As I said that day, next time I'll bring the pens, because the bridge scared the piss out of me, so...
Tiziano?
That tiny little bridge.
Ha messo mi è piaciuto tutte le visite ai varie località.
Sì, qual è?
La cosa che mi piace di più è che persone di diverse nazioni possono essere insieme per questa esperienza.
Oh, you like being with all the people, the different cultures and different people. Yeah, qui?
Qui. Questa è la cosa che mi...
Cosa?
Che mi piace di più. Tutto il resto è perfetto.
Yeah, excellent. Molto grazie. All right, Renee?
Well, it's a great group of people. I really enjoyed being with all the people. I loved seeing the sheep. As you know, every time we saw a sheep, sheep! I love.
We need to get you to Ireland. That's what we need to do.
That could be. That would happen. Yeah. I love
holy
the
sheep.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, holy
everywhere.
Sheep.
I think we had
and I had a good time.
Women who run with sheep.
I had a general good time.
Okay.
And, the car riding maybe was a little... You know,
like I said, everything but that, because I know.
Some of the walking was a little rough for me, but I really enjoyed when I stayed behind or whatever. I was fine. I was happy because I enjoyed the views, you know, everything around.
It's so beautiful.
See, I don't mind the car ride so much because it allowed me to catch up on my sleep from the early mornings.
And it did. I can't say too much. I put myself on the
floor. You were cool.
Well, I do really appreciate all of you coming out here and enjoying it. I mean, obviously, there's still more, but it's nice to find out what people like and what you don't like to help me, figure out what to do. So, thank you. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, then I want to send out a special thanks to all of my gunrunners on Patreon who pledge just $1 or more per month to show their support for Celtic music. You'll get free music of mine, early versions of songs and lyrics, behind-the-scenes podcasts, and first look at new videos. You'll find details at markgun.net. The Celt Father was produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, then please post a review on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. And I want to invite you again to my website, KeltFather.com. You can subscribe to my mailing list and download my free album, and you'll enjoy hours of music plus a few free gifts. And of course, don't forget to check out CelticInvasion.com. Thanks for listening. Sláinte.